Saturday live on Dublin's easy place to relax.
Sunshine 106.8. Sunshine 106.8.
As always, it is a pleasure to welcome back Owen Cannon from entertainment.ie, the home of On Demand, rounding up what's new to watch this weekend. You got a bit of a Netflix buzz going on, Owen, I see, because we have three series and they're all on Netflix. And one of them actually is a brand new series, so looking forward to hearing a bit about that. But we'll start with this, and I'm sure that there are a lot of people chomping at the bit for this, the sixth and final series of the prequel to Breaking Bad, Better Call Saul.
You ever feel like you're being followed?
Well, you know what they say. The wicked flee when no man pursueth.
You think we're wicked?
Yes. So this is the first part of season 6, which is made up of 7 episodes. I think there's only 2 available right now. So I think they're going to do the whole weekly release thing to keep everyone on the edge of their seats. But Better Call Saul, it's coming to an end. Bob Odenkirk is going to play Saul Goodman for one last time. There's going to be 13 episodes in total. The second batch of them releases in July. Now, we don't know a hell of a lot about season 6. It's kind of Netflix is keeping everything in the dark, which I guess as it should be. If you're not familiar with the storyline, it's basically a prequel to Breaking Bad, as you said, and it kind of follows Saul Goodman before and after the Breaking Bad saga. So it's a few years beforehand, and also kind of just brief snapshots of what Saul's life is like after he gets into the witness protection program at the end of Breaking Bad. So season 6 is kind of making the timeline inch ever closer to that part of the storyline opening up. There's some surprises coming up for sure in this season. It's a brilliantly made series, and I think season 5 itself was one of the best ones, so there's a lot riding on season 6 that it'll deliver on a really good ending, so fingers crossed for that one.
Well, as I said at the start, a lot of people chomping at the bit for this, so no doubt this one is going to do rather well. So that's season 6 of Better Call Saul. This one is season 2 of, now I have to admit I haven't seen this, and I'm trying to work out based on what I've read about it, Owen, whether it's a rip off of Groundhog Day or maybe a homage to it. I don't know, but this is on Netflix, season 2 of Russian Doll.
Is that your train?
What?
Hey, what is this? Some kind of like Hades flesh mask.
You need help getting home, anything?
The universe finally found something worse than death. I broke time.
Do I need to be worried?
Where are we?
More like, when are we?
Yeah, so Russian Doll, I think it came out in 2019, the first season, and it was kind of a sleeper hit. It didn't really make much of an impact on Netflix, but it picked up a few Emmy awards. I think it picked up 3 Emmy awards for costume and cinematography and production. It does look stunning, and this is kind of a follow-up to that one 4 years later. The first season, it followed Natasha Lyonne's character Nadia. She ends up, she kind of gets in a mortality time loop where she keeps dying, and then it all gets resolved. It was a fantastic season, season 1. It got like lots of 5-star ratings off there. It's a really, really incredible good watch, and I would recommend that you go see that. And you would need to watch first season before you jumping into season 2. I did find that season 2 was unnecessary, to be honest. It goes into another time warp where she hops in a train and she's transported back to the 80s, and then there's a few other kind of other time loops happening there as well. I won't go into details. I really, really loved season 1, and I really tried to like season 2, but I just found it too bizarre and too chaotic to enjoy, to be honest. Now, I have seen other reviews out there and people are loving this, so maybe I'm in the minority here, but I just, like, I couldn't get into it, to be honest, and I really tried my darndest to get into it. I just found it too trippy and too unsteady But I think a lot of people might like it, though. I think if you like season one, definitely give it a go.
Well, I didn't. Yeah, I haven't even seen season one. So I'm kind of, I don't know, I'm a bit on the fence now because I've got such a list of things to catch up on.
But
we'll put it to one side anyway. So that's season two of Russian Doll on Netflix. And we will end with this. And this is a brand new series based on the novels by Alice Oseman. And probably, perhaps maybe for more, not kids, but maybe for teenagers, this one. This is Heartstopper.
Hypothetically, what sort of boy do you want to go out with?
Hi. Nick Nelson. He is the star player on the rugby team. We are a trio of borderline outcasts.
He's different.
It's literally just another silly crush.
It's not a crush.
Hi.
Come on, dream guy.
I don't know, just someone I can have a laugh with.
He's the straightest person I have ever seen.
Thank you.
Yeah, I would agree with that. It's for kind of maybe a more teenager audience. But I think, having said that, I watched this with me and my housemates, and we're all in our late 20s, early 30s, and we really enjoyed this. We couldn't stop watching it, and we watched all 8 episodes within 2 nights. So if that's any indication for you, I definitely would recommend this. It's really, really wholesome series. It follows a young boy named Charlie who's kind of finding his way in school. He's was outed last year and he kind of got bullied. And then this year he gets paired up with a rugby-loving guy called Nick, and sparks fly and they start a friendship. It's very sweet, very charming. It's really good coming of age. You know, everyone's kind of finding out who they are, and it's all about awkwardness, and it's all very cute. All lovey-dovey. All
right. I can see, therefore, why teenagers might like it, because they might be able to identify with it.
Yeah, for sure. I think anyone who struggled themselves in school might relate to this as well. And it's definitely, it's got a huge following online. So this is going to be a massive hit. And I definitely see Netflix trying to churn this out for a few more seasons. But it's kind of nice in the way that these actors, they look like they're school age as well. It's not like nothing's over sexualized like Euphoria or Sex Education. It's all very charming and refreshing, kind of beautiful, just all about heart and wonder, really, I think. And I think a lot of people would enjoy this for sure.
All right, okay. That is Heartstopper on Netflix. All right, Owen, we'll just recap there. So 3 new series one new series and one continuation of a series, but all on Netflix. Better Call Saul season 6, the final series, then Russian Doll season 2, and then, as I said, that one which is brand new, Heartstopper on Netflix as well. Owen Cannon from entertainment.ie, the home of On Demand. Thanks for that, Owen. Have a good week's viewing for yourself now, and we'll look forward to catching up with you again next Saturday.
Thanks as always, Carol.